great to be here again today. We're thankful for what the Lord is doing at Island Bible Chapel. And we've been going through a study on stewardship. And we said that biblical stewardship recognizes the faithful management of all of God's stuff by God's people in order to complete his mission to preach the gospel to every nation. And part of good stewardship is something that is very valuable to each one of you here. We guard it with our lives, and it's time. Time. You know, there's a product out now called Ticker. And it's a wristwatch that counts your life so that you can count every second and know what every second, where every second is going. It became available in April 2014, and it boasted thousands of pre-orders. The ticker allows you to watch as a dot matrix screen displays the seconds that you have left on Earth, and they disappear down a black hole. And your estimated time of death is, of course, only that. It's just an estimated time. But Ticker uses a system like the one used by the federal government to figure a person's life expectancy, a person's lifespan, and it converts that into a countdown of years, months, days, minutes, and seconds that you would have left on this earth. And the effect is sobering. A sort of incessant grim reaper reminding you that time on this earth is running out. Ticker's inventor is a 37-year-old Swede by the name of Frederick Colting. And he says he invented the gadget not as a morbid novelty item, but as an earnest attempt to change his own thinking. He was a grave digger. And he said, "The occurrence of death is no surprise to anyone, but in our modern society, we rarely talk about it. I think that if we were more aware of our own expiration, I'm sure we'd make better choices while we are alive." And that's why he calls Ticker the happy watch. It's his belief that watching your life slip away will remind you to savor your life while you have it. I don't suppose any of us are going to rush out and buy a ticker. We're more interested in this ticker and making sure that it's still going and our blood is pumping through our veins. The reality is, though, that we have only one life, and for some, it's shorter than others. And as someone said, life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you want, but you can only spend it once. The clock is ticking, and God has allotted a time for each one of us to spend on this earth. And he expects us, especially those who are believers in Jesus Christ, to use that time wisely, or as the Shorter Catechism reminds us, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. A life lived in ignorance of God and his word is a life that is foolish and a life that is wasted. It's not being a good steward of the time that God has given to us. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, speaking of Jesus Christ, he wanted to know him better. He said, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death." And this has to be the passion of each one of our lives today. If we are going to give an account for every idle word that we speak, don't you think we're going to give an account for the way that we've used our time here on this earth? Let's not look back at the end and say, I wish I hadn't spent so much time on my hobbies. I wish I hadn't spent so much time watching TV or reading or pleasures or playing on the internet or texting, because I don't know my God now. The man Moses was known in his day as one of the humblest men who ever walked on the face of the earth. And he seemed to learn humility, probably through the things that he suffered. He was a murderer. He was a man on the run, and God caught up to him and turned his life around and used him to lead his people, his chosen people, out of slavery, out of bondage, to a land of freedom. But the decision did not come easy for Moses. Moses was counting the cost. He made every excuse known in the book as to why he couldn't do the things that God wanted him to do. His first excuse was, I'm not worthy. He said to God in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, but who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out? He may have been thinking of his former life and saying in his heart, God, you really don't know me. You don't know who I am. I'm the guy, you remember, who killed the Egyptian. But of course, we know that God knows all things. He knows the heart. Moses was a murderer. But God's response was this: certainly, I will be with you. Great to know that God is with us, isn't it? We've all been where Moses was, though, I think. Lord, I don't have the ability to do what you've asked me to do. And we have all kinds of excuses for not giving our time to the Lord. And you may feel like Moses today. You may feel unworthy. You may be saying, why would God want to use me? I am not worthy to be used. Doesn't he know what I'm like? Doesn't he know what I did last week, yesterday? There have been many times in my own life when I have felt unworthy, not worthy to be doing what I'm doing. But the truth is, none of us are worthy apart from Christ. But the flip side of that coin is that God has chosen us, and he is the God who is with us. He wants my life, my time. He wants your life, your time today. And he'll do the rest. You know, the important thing is that we be willing to give of ourselves to the Lord. Present ourselves to him, as the scripture says, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, because that's our reasonable service as Christians. Moses also worried about whether the people would believe him. He worried about the fact that he wasn't an eloquent speaker. He finally ran out of excuses because God met everyone. And he gave himself over to God's control. And this is all that God is asking from each one of us here today as well.